Mars, the big red planet. It's been the center of attention for extraterrestrial life, science discoveries, and space exploration, with many rovers being sent to that planet with ambitions of going to the red planet and us humans exploring it, and also the quest for life on Mars. Could Mars have been able to support life in the past? And what forms of life would they be? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the science of life on Mars and also uncover something very, very special. The possibility of the volcanoes on Mars hosting life. How is this even possible? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the science of this volcanic life on Mars and how it could be true and how scientists are working on proving this and how scientists are working on getting samples from Mars to Earth for the very, very first time. Let's get right into the science. Let's go. So what forms of life could be on Mars? Well, it's unlikely that there will be life currently on Mars, but about millions of years ago, Mars could have been more habitable and more like Earth, especially with the discovery of water that used to be on Mars and the ice on the Martian polar caps and even underground. It's pretty likely that Mars used to have an atmosphere and used to have lots of water millions of years ago. While there might not be Martians and other talking, walking Martians that you see in movies, the more likely answer to the type of life that would be living on Mars is more like microbes and microorganisms. And these tiny, tiny little creatures can live in some of the most harsh environments. And they can be seen on Earth living near hot springs, in volcanoes, and even underwater in the depths of the ocean. Now, how will we be able to find these on Mars? Well, the only way we can find these is by looking for traces of microbes that used to be on the on Mars millions of years ago and on the planet. So how will we be able to do that? Well, that's all thanks to sample collection. In the Mars 2020 Perseverance rover mission by NASA, they've sent out sample collection methods and sample tubes that are able to drill into the rock of Jezero Crater, which is where this mission had landed, and they're able to find evidence of life, and they're able to look through these samples and in the near future hopefully bring them back to Earth in a sample recovery mission that will happen in the next coming years or even the next decade. And this mission will be crucial to getting these samples back to Earth, and on Earth we can use our giant instruments to study if there used to be microbes that lived on Mars, and this could tell us whether or not Mars could have been habitable millions of years ago and could also lead us onto the search of extraterrestrial life in other solar systems and other planets. Now, you probably clicked on this episode because I said volcanoes. What do volcanoes have to do with this? Well, new studies and more research with the Perseverance rover have come out, and they're suggesting that volcanoes could have supported this life. How is that even possible? Well, let's look at the microbes that are on Earth. These microbes live in these harsh environments, so it's completely possible for these to live in volcanoes on Mars. But also, volcanoes also expel lots of different gases and lots of different elements like carbon and some of the foundations for life. So volcanoes could have had basically created life on Mars. And Mars is no ordinary place for volcanoes. The volcanoes are massive and they're very, very big, even taller than Mount Everest. And the tallest mountain on Mars, Olympus Mons, is so much times larger than Mount Everest. And these volcanoes that are spread across the entire planet of Mars could have hosted life. And through these elements and through the heat and all of these forces that act upon it, they could have created life, and these microorganisms could have thrived in those volcanoes. And new research with the Mars 2020 Perseverance rover and other things are being implemented in order to find out whether or not this is true. And the volcanoes, it's a very, very high possibility that they could have hosted life because of all of these materials that are available there. And through other things like the Ingenuity helicopter, which is aboard the Mars 2020 mission, they're able to scout out the land and they're able to see where these volcanoes are located. And through space probes and future exploration, we would be able to locate all these volcanoes, get samples, and explore them and find out whether or not microbes could have lived in those areas. It's so cool to see all the science going on right now and all the science going on in the future. And some of the viewers that may be watching this video could be the ones to send out these missions and help discover these new things on Mars. It's so cool. You could even be the first person to step on Mars. It's really, really cool to see all the space science and space exploration going on behind the scenes. All right, what did we learn in this episode? This episode, we learned that the life on Mars is probably microbial life. And this is probably life that existed millions of years ago when Mars was more habitable, had water, and an atmosphere. And this can be further proven through samples from the Mars 2020 Perseverance rover if they ever return to Earth, and scientists can study these for traces of microbial life that used to exist on Mars. And volcanoes are very important because they provide these sort of building blocks of life, and they could have harbored all of these microbial organisms millions of years ago. And looking at the microbes on Earth and all the amounts of volcanoes on Mars, we could kind of find that pattern, and we could basically infer that there might be microbial life, and all these elements such as carbon and hydrogen, all these building blocks of life could have been formed in these volcanoes, in the core of Mars, and been expelled out onto the land, and could have kind of formed the building blocks of life on Mars as we know it. And it's only time and future missions that can tell whether or not we may have found life that used to exist on Mars. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science produced and hosted by me, Akshay Raman, and our theme song and music are by Chan Ramachandran. Please visit my website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Do you have a science question you can answer on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout out? Well, head over to spectacularsci.com/contact and find a contact form. You can send me your science questions. You can also tag me on Instagram at spectacularscipod. That's at spectacularscipod. Thank you so much. Do you want some Spectacular Science merch and help the show out? And you can get t-shirts and hoodies like this? Well, head over to shop.spectacularsci.com. There you can find the link to all of the merch. And by buying the merch, you also support the show and support my mission of spreading science to everyone in the world. Thank you so much for all your support. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be updated on all the new episodes. So go ahead and subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. In the meantime, keep thinking about science and keep dreaming big all the way to Mars.